handle the truth. Truth.
We begin the second hour. This is Off the Beaten Path. My name is Steve Elkins. I'm your host. And today's date is July 21st, 2019. We are going to go back to the phones here. Rick in Arizona rejoined us. Rick, what is on your mind?
Oh, I was just thinking about that last caller. You know, I was a broker in the 1980s when we had the high tax rates. And then Reagan's Tax Reform Act of 1987 came along, and it rolled them back. Well, it rolled, whatever. But what that did was created the junk bond market, because all these companies that had super high profits were now, instead of investing that money into the company to get the tax deduction because of the high tax rates, were now borrowing money at high interest to buy everything up. What it did is, you know, back in the day when you had 70% tax rates on making lots over, you know, certain thresholds, it allowed other people to make money. But what we have now is we have these low tax rates, is that very few people now own everything in this country because of it. Because the junk bonds were sold to people that had high profits, and instead of putting that money back into the company, into employee raises, into company profit sharing programs, it went to pay interest on the high junk bonds that allowed them to buy everything up. Now, case in point was Harrah's in Las Vegas. It was a little bit of a hotel on the Strip, but they got swarmed by a bunch of bankers, and they bought up half of the Strip. It was a minnow swallowing a whale on a high-yielding junk bonds, and all that money that was used to get taxed at 70% was now being used to buy up all of the Strip, and everybody got screwed. The employees got no raises. The customers started getting treated like crap. So leverage buyouts became the norm with these super low tax rates for these super high profits. So there was a reason for these high profits back in the day, because it allowed other people to make money. I mean,
I agree.
Have the ability to just borrow unimaginable amounts of money and buy up all these companies and use that company's profits to pay the interest and principal, everybody gets screwed. The customers get screwed, and the employees get screwed. So I like the idea of the 70% over a certain amount of money, because it allows other people to make money. Now what we have here, Steve, is very few people own this whole country. And I don't think you can argue that point.
No, there's a lot of, there's a couple of families. Yeah, I forget how many, eight the wealthiest own, I forget how much the debt, they could pay it off, basically. Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree that capitalism, there are some capitalists out there who have done very, very well, and they're very powerful. But I'm not going to put a cap. I wouldn't think of putting a cap on an income because you're successful. I think that John mentioned an honest money system. First, starting off with that, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, getting rid of centralized banking. We could start with that first before I would dip down and say, well, we need to have socialism. My
that's
mom in the other room, we were just talking on break, and she said, do you realize that socialism would, in your hospital, if you were forced to go socialist, that your doctors, your physicians would all pretty much quit. And I see already the stress load of how many patients they already care for And if you increase that more, they're going to say, I'm out of here. I'm done. Most of them are already looking for their out right now anyway. Most of the physicians I know are looking for their window of opportunity, saying, I'm going to retire in one or two more years. I'm tired of this crap, and I'm getting out. So it would definitely destroy healthcare. I can tell you that right now. It would definitely destroy healthcare. Not a good thing. Not a good thing. Rick, are you still there? Rick gone? Rick is gone. Ken? Hey, we'll take... Okay, Rick's gone. Jim in Illinois, you're on the show.
Yeah, howdy, Steve.
Okay.
I found the interview with Tlaib quite interesting. I'd never heard that before, and by golly, man, I want to get that and share it with everybody I know.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send it over to John Stadmiller. I'm sure he'll okay it, and we'll see about putting that on the website. So, yeah, please download it and share it and send it to a lot of people, because
yeah, we
mainstream,
need that far
mainstream media,
wide.
They will never show that. They will never show
it.
Oh,
God.
And you know
man,
what?
That
a very important
clip. When I heard
very
that, Steve.
Clip. Yeah.
That made me absolutely sick when I heard that crap. Anyway, I thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anybody else? Ken, anybody else? Claire? Nobody up. Okay, good. Okay. To go back to the AOC here and her new commission, she wants a commission to look into the children being separated from their parents. Well, here's something that came to my attention here. Now, the mainstream media, fake news, they're pretty bad. Fox News occasionally is probably the better of most of the mainstream media fake news. I do find some things that they're actually honest about. I think they've realized the downturn of mainstream media, and they're trying to recoup and gain back the listeners, the viewers. So I think they've finally turned the tide here, and they're actually trying to get back. Tucker Carlson, I don't agree with 100% of what he talks about, but a good portion of what I hear coming out of his mouth, I'll say, you know what, I agree with that. Not a problem. I agree with that. He will not call out the bad behavior that I talk about in Israel. He never will, because he knows who signs his paycheck. But what I did hear today on Fox News today was a little scam I didn't know about. What's going on? ICE has revealed this, and there was a talking head talking about it. Basically, what's happening is that there's a renting of kids. Now, kids are your easy access to get into the United States. What's going on right now with these open borders? So you get a kid, and basically what they're doing, they're renting a kid. They'll pay like $7,500 for a kid and coach them a little bit. And this is my family, and we're fleeing because of whatever's going on in my country. I have my child, and there's no relation. There's no blood relation here at all. There's simply a kid, because a kid tweaks the heartstrings, and it's going to get you access into the United States. So they figured out this scam pretty fast. Turns out we have a lot of fake families in this country, and that's another reason why you want to separate these families, to find out who are you, what's your mother and father's name, and do some history and find out what's really going on here, because this is a scam and a half. And again, tweaking the hearts of the liberals that we need to get into this country. So by any way we can do it, we're going to do it, and this is a scam that's being carried out right now. So rent a kid and get it in the United States. There you go. Your free pass. Going back to the phones, we got Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, you're on the show.
Hello, Steve. Concerning previous callers, and basically, to me, it comes down to standards. If we looked at this scientifically, okay? So one of the standards is how do we value things? That would be called money, right? And to me, that's the taproot of violating the other standards. Okay, so if we had real money, things would be a lot different. If we owned,
Mark, what you're saying is that our money must be backed by some precious metal or something to hold its value. Correct.
Correct. That's the standard set forth in the
What would you suggest we use? Because it doesn't appear that we have enough gold to do that any longer, because gold is being bought up left and right here. China, Russia, North Korea. I'm not sure we have enough gold to back up the currency we have. So what else would you have in mind to back up our currency?
Well, we could use silver then. We have enough silver.
I'm not sure about that either.
But
okay.
The thing is, what I was going to expand on that. So it has to do with standards, okay? Because these standards are our reference points as we go down this path of life and try to, you know, better ourselves and better our family and better our community, right? Better, you know, make things better. So the deal is, and the thing about our money is we don't own it. Okay, so we don't have a valid standard that everybody can agree upon because, well, we did agree upon it, but then it was stolen, and then that turned into fiat paper money, and we don't own it, so it's loaned to us. We possess our money, and it's not even money; it's fiat, so currency, right? It's corrupted. Okay, so but what other? Let's look at some other things, like the industry you're in. It was corrupted long ago. It's a study of pathology, the study of death. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I know there's some good people like yourself,
which is run by insurance companies, right?
Right. Well, see, go to the root. Okay, Rockefeller bought up all back. You know, Rockefeller was one rich dude. Standard Oil Company, one very, very rich guy. He bought all the medical schools in America, from what I remember, or from what I've been told, what I've read, that he bought all the medical schools, and then he sold off half of them, and then he turned them all into study of pathology, because then you could sell drugs. So it's basically, that's the standard, death, not life. And now they've tried to do away with these other medical theories and ideas for, you know, better, you know, like the practitioners, the holistic practitioners, holistic, and right. The rest.
Right.
So the thing is, they violated the standard. They changed the standard, and now we're all following it. And they're forcing good people like yourself to follow it and to compromise you over time to do things that you wouldn't do because you know it's not right. You know it's not good. It's not healthy for the human body. Okay, so let's look at the other thing. Now, that was Rockefeller. Who did the medical thing, right? Okay, then what about our education? Okay, Rockefeller in like I think it was 1908 or 1910 created the education board. Now, what did he do there? He set forth a curriculum for all the public schools. He hired the PhDs from the different high-end institutions and learning institutions, and he said, "Let's put together a curriculum." Now, what do you think they told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in the history books? Heck, no. So that's violation of another standard. Okay, what's the other one? The legal profession. Who put that all together? See? The bar. We all got to follow the bar. And they got all that language and all that trickery going on. See, so there's the other standard. They've all been corrupted. And who's corrupted it? Well, Zionist Jews and other Jews that go along with Zionist Jews. Okay? Here's another one. How about the church? What's the standard of the church? You know? What's happened there? The 501c3 put forth by none other than Lyndon B. Johnson in the 50s, all right? And he was being manipulated to do that and by an inside group that wanted to zip the lip of any pastor that wanted to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about our country, about the politics, everything. So, and the other violation is that they're teaching the churches that we should worship the Jews. I mean, let's just boil it down. We should worship the Jews, and we should worship Israel. Okay? And I called in a week ago and told you that there's people, there's some hosts on RBN that are worshiping Israel. Okay? Okay? And one of them promotes a website, Israeli News Live. That's a clue. I'm not going to tell you who it is. It's going to stir up a lot of trouble. Okay? I've already called into John's show several months ago about this and tried to point it out. He got real upset with me. You know, I'm not trying to stir up trouble. I'm not trying to diss anybody. But the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Can you handle the truth? That's what this whole network's about. And some of us reflect back the truth to RBN, and it doesn't want to be heard. So the thing is, if somebody's promoting a website that has the Israeli flag waving on its website on the main page. And that's the same, and this guy's a military veteran, and that's the same country that attacked our USS Liberty. Now, is anybody having a conversation about that? Have you had a conversation with John? I'm wondering if Vince Vannelli, see, Vince Vannelli's wondering who it is, too. I've given him some hints. And
I'll tell you what.
I could answer the question, but I figured you guys are smart guys and you talk it out amongst yourselves. And if there's a traitor amongst our men, if there's a guy that's promoting the enemy, don't you think that real men, we should have a conversation about that? If they're promoting Israel, they're promoting the Jewish agenda, which is communism and Bolshevism, all of the isms wrapped up into one to try to destroy our country. A very small percentage of this planet, of the population of this planet, are trying to take over total control of this planet, and they're doing a really good job of it. They're invested and infested in major okay? See, so the thing is, what I'm bringing forth to you is for real men to stand up. See, if real men stood up in the church, they wouldn't have let that bull crap go on, and we wouldn't have pastors actually praying for World War III, thermonuclear war. Oh, well, that's a good idea. Let's just bring on the Holocaust so we can just, let's bring on thermonuclear war and our Holocaust so we can just all, die and go in the dark forever? Get out of town. It's ridiculous. So when good men, all it takes for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. And I'm calling forth that there's some on this network that are not doing good, and they're doing business with the enemy. And how come the other guys aren't talking to this person and amongst themselves, amongst yourselves, about this very issue? Because,
I'll tell you what, Mark. Tell you, Mark, what I'm going to do, because this is kind of new to me. I will do some research. I have made a little note to myself. I have an idea, maybe, possibly, who you're talking about. And if I'm wrong, please email me. You have my email address, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Please let me know, and I will research this myself. I will not make a comment until I actually do some research on this. But this is a network. You can handle the truth, and I do want to research this. I listen to everything you have to say now. I will do my research and get back with you. If you might, please send me the email, let me know, and I will do the research and then comment it, okay? Fair enough?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. That's new to me. I will research it. Fair is fair. I will do that. I'm a fair guy. We got a commercial break probably coming up, but I'll start into it anyway. Interesting times that we have. I always believe things are purposeful. At least they seem that way. I don't believe in coincidences too often, but interesting. We're going to be having some interesting fireworks here on Wednesday and Thursday. You probably can guess what Wednesday is. We got Mr. Robert Mueller, the investigator on the Russiagate, will be before Congress House and Ways Means Committee here talking about or testifying about Russiagate and the Trump involvement with Russia and the manipulation and collusion, what happened and got him into the Oval Office. I can't wait for this. Wednesday is going to be an interesting time. I can't wait. I'm going to be taking some notes, and I'll probably be talking about that on my next show next Sunday. I'll be back in my state of Florida then. Thursday, we got interesting times again. More fireworks, more finger-pointing of mainly at each other. We got three Democrats that are going to be fighting it out to the death here of who is a better candidate for the Democratic Party for the 2020 election. I don't like either of them. I don't like any of them. We got 25 bad candidates in the Petri dish. And if you don't know what a Petri dish is, you evidently never had a science class, because it's a little dish with medium in it, and you put bacteria in it, and then you put the and you basically put the cover on, and they put it in a little incubator in nice temperature, and the bacteria grows. So that's what a Petri dish is. We got 25 in the Petri dish for the Democratic Party, so it should be very, very interesting. Actually, I don't see much many problems with Donald Trump getting back in for 2020 if he seriously wants to get back in. I have a hesitation sometimes to believe he actually really wants this job again. I don't know why he would. I wouldn't. 4 years of this crap with the Democrats hounding him tooth and nail on everything just ain't worth it. I love my country, but family's first. We'll be right back off this short commercial break. This is Off the Beaten Path.
How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back. I think we have a return visitor here. I think Kent is John Stadmiller back? Oh, got it. Okay, he's just listening, checking in on me. Okay, going back to Wednesday and Thursday, looking at Robert Mueller's testimony this coming Wednesday. Should be interesting times. Now I'm seeing an article here. So it claims he has evidence of a high crimes and misdemeanor impeachable offenses. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. There's been a redefining of this and that. The definition of his is, if he had anything, I would assume he would have spoken up right after the four pages was released from William Barr, his little deposition of the Mueller report. I would assume if somebody did not speak the truth, William Barr had not spoken the truth about the four-page memo, he would have piped right up and said, hey, wait a minute, mainstream media, that's not the truth. He's telling you only a part. I'm going to tell you something else that he hasn't told you about the four-page memo, this and that. Clear evidence of an impeachable offense. It's not going to happen. So I'm not sure what's going to happen on Wednesday. I think what we're going to see is Robert Mueller looking down quite a bit. You know, that's one of the first curtail signs of a person who lies to you. They never look you in the face. He'll be looking down. He'll be making little squigglies here and there and doing some doodling, whatever he's doing. But he's not going to be looking straight in the face, and he's going to look away from the camera, and he's going to be lying his ass off. So get ready for it. Take your pen and paper out. Write it down. We'll talk about it next Sunday. I don't think there's a thing to he has no evidence. He has got nothing at all. It's a big nothing burger and lots of bun, some stinky onions, but there's nothing in between. There's no meat. Nothing's going to happen. They've been coming at this guy, Trump, for how long now? Since day one, and they can't seem to find anything that sticks. That dirty diaper gets thrown against the wall there, and nothing is sticking. It's just falling off the floor. So it'll be interesting times. We'll look at that, and I'm sure there's a big nothing there. You know, let's be honest about the impeach thing, which just seems to be off the table now. Pelosi was pushing it. Now she's not pushing it. Other people are pushing, and then they've kind of died back now. I think they've all come to their senses now to say, you know, we won't really have anything. And if we can't get two-thirds of the House and the Senate, then we really can't impeach the guy anyway. And the whole purpose of impeachment is to embarrass him, to hurt him professionally as a president, and say remove him from office, something serious enough to remove him from office, put that weasel Mike Pence in there, and he'll become the president and finish up the rest of the term. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All they're going to do is alienate and anger their Democrat voters, their contingency there, whatever, people group, to say, well, you chase this guy, you said you had something, you don't have anything, and you never tended to the business we hired you for. That's going to anger people quite a bit, especially when the economy starts to fold up a little bit and things go south. People are going to say, hey, you spent how much time on this Russian collusion thing, hounding this guy, you had nothing, and now you're going for the impeachment, you have nothing there, you're wasting time, and you should be working for the American people. It's going to hurt them. It's going to hurt them professionally. It's going to hurt the party. And I think people, I think the Democrats are finally starting to sink in a little bit there. If we push this issue anymore, because we don't have anything really, we're just going to embarrass ourselves. I mean, they should be embarrassed already after the first one, but they're not quite there yet. They need a little more embarrassment. I mean, can you really shame and embarrass these people? I don't know. A person with a conscience would be shamed and embarrassed and stop. But these people keep pushing on with a new agenda. I swear to God, they must have a Rolodex for excuses and new scams to take out to go after Donald Trump. After this one, what was the last one? Steal a kiss again, I heard 2 weeks ago. Another woman came out and said he raped me in an elevator. I don't remember what month, what year. I think it was this year. And do you want to press charges of this? It's amazing. It's totally amazing. You can tell when somebody's lying. The stories just don't pan out. And they're sketchy all the best. So that's it for Wednesday. Like I said, take some good notes. We'll share that on Sunday. I'm interested about Thursday here. We got the debates again. Round two here. Actually, this is round three because they did two in a row. I'm curious that they have Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and they picked Kamala Harris. Now, I watched the first two, and I got to tell you, 45 minutes is all I can handle. And I had to turn it off, but I saw Tulsi Gabbard to be the clear winner in the first one. First one, second one? She was the second one. Yeah, I believe she was second. I saw her to be the clear winner. Was she the first? God, I can't remember. Two women in there. So why wasn't she included? It's only three people here. Why is Harris in there? I didn't see Harris to be a standout in the debates at all. I would think Tulsi Gabbard would be in there, but she's too much leaning kind of like a Republican in a lot of ways. She's against war. She's against nation building. Evidently has some military roots or still has military background, and that's probably not in the best interest of the Democrat Party. So evidently she got weaseled out because Kamala Harris is going to be in there for Wednesday. Interesting. So all I see Wednesday to be is one of those situations where they're going to try to be one up on each other. Let's face it, the last two Democrat debates, it was basically essentially saying, vote for me and you'll get it for free. That's all I heard. Vote for me and you'll get it for free. So, when we come back here, we got some more to talk about that. And I want to talk about this $15 an hour minimum wage thing. I think that's a good thing. $15 minimum wage an hour. Let's talk about that. After this short commercial break, and we got another caller on the line, David in California. Right after this commercial break, you are listening to Off the Beaten Path.
Your six-blade knife, do anything for you. Anything you want to do. One blade. Breaking my heart.
Have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, darling, how strong is love supposed to be? Surrounded by fire and magic, we long to be free. Heating up down on the streets of shame.
And we come back here, go back to the phones again before I go into my rant here on the $15 an hour minimum wage. We're going to go back to the phones here. We got David in California. David, you're on the show.
Well, thanks, Steve. Hey, you know, I'm glad you're talking about this minimum wage. Out here in California, as you might know, it's pretty insane, the prices out here. You can't get a studio for, you know, you'd be lucky to find one for $2,500 a month. It's said to be as high as $5,000 a month for a studio. And if you, you know, if you look at, say, for example, $5,000 a month, that's $60,000. And in what's said to be a healthy economy, you're supposed to never pay anything more than 25% of your income for rent.
Exactly. Right.
So at that rate, you know, you're talking, $250,000 a year, $240,000 a year in order to, you got to be making $240,000 a year in order to be able to afford, $5,000 a month for rent.
Right.
So when, I took economics back in the 80s. I took it under a kind of a famous economics professor, Kenneth Boulding. He came out of the Chicago School of Economics. And we calculated what an honest minimum wage would be. And I came up with $17 an hour in 1986. And we took it from the 1968 when the baby boom was just hitting the work market. And the minimum wage was $1.60, and an ounce of gold was $32 an ounce. And if you remember, Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard shortly after that, about 1972, and everything's been climbing steadily since. So I'm looking at the gold price today, and believe it's really $1,400 an ounce. I thought I heard it on the headlines today. It's only $1,100 an ounce. But if it's really $1,400 an ounce, if you were to take the 68 standard of $32 an ounce and $1.60 minimum wage, how many hours would it take you to buy an ounce of gold? So it comes to 20 hours. So in half a week, you'd be able to buy an ounce of gold. To be able to do the same today, and I'm not going to deal with the change of it, $1,400 even divided by 20 comes to a $70 an hour minimum wage, $70 an hour. $15 is joke money. I mean, you can't get a hamburger out here for $15. And, the idea that America has been cheated so substantially for 50 years, 1968 is now 50 years ago, and the minimum wage is barely six times over what the cost of living is, 30 times over. The price of a brand new Buick in 1968 was $2,000 even. You could buy a refrigerator, for $100 or something like that. Car tires. You take any of the cost of goods and services of back then, find an old newspaper and do comparative pricing, and you're going to come to a $75 an hour minimum wage. And I stick with 75 because the reality is, you can't get eggs for the same price as what, the comparative cost of goods to what you need to be able to do that. And that explains why nobody can be able to afford insurance, why they can't afford medical care, why they can't, buy a new car every 3 years. When I was a kid, people up and down our block were always getting brand new boats. And we didn't live that close to the river. So this whole idea that people are not able to keep up with the cost of living, they're going putting everything on the credit card is the danger here. And I don't know if you heard, Trump's guy, Steve Mnuchin, head of the Treasury. That guy is famous from the subprime scandal. He didn't get prosecuted in the subprime scandal, and he's coming up with the statistics. He came up with one the other day that said America will be out of money in September. Well, that's because you've been cooking the books, boy. And then you take Department of Commerce. That's Wilbur Ross. He's called the King of Bankruptcies. He's famous for sizing up a company, then he'll send it into bankruptcy, and then he'll buy it up at tax auction. And he's doing the same to America. He's the guy that's setting the standards for, he's doing the calculations for the economy. He's the one that's writing the statistics that the headlines are using, and don't count on him doing the honest thing because he's never done the honest thing. He's famous for 50 years, being a swindler and a con artist. So Trump has put two con artists in, one in the Treasury and one in Department of Commerce, and those numbers are cooked books, and, it's in the stock market, they call it pump and dump. They claim that the economy is really booming when it's not, and the reality is when the checks come due, they're not going to be there. These guys are famous for ripping off companies and countries. So, yeah, it's my take on it.
When you had your schooling on economics, of course, they didn't have plunge protection and quantitative easing, and nobody even talks much about that, but that's exactly what's keeping the markets up. And, of course, I noticed now they're tweaking the Baltic Dry Index, too, because I used to live near San Francisco, and I could tell you those big container ships coming in weren't coming in quite often enough, and when they did come in, they were not full. So I see what I believe, and I believe what I see, and I don't see it. It's impossible to do $75 an hour. That's never going to happen. But what I want to get into is a $15 an hour. I'll just get into that. Hey, thanks for your call. Let me get this next caller.
Hey, one thing,
I'll break into this a little bit. Appreciate you.
I've never heard of Baltic Dry Index. What is it?
Look it up. I don't want to go into detail right now. I've done it before, but look up the Baltic Dry Index. Look at Bloomberg. I think Bloomberg has a website. It's supposed to be calculated every day, basically different size container ships of the raw materials that your corporations, your manufacturing in the United States order, and basically it'll tell you how it's an economic indicator of the whole world, especially United States. So look it up, Baltic Dry Index, and learn more about that. We can talk about that on Sunday. Go back to the phones here. Ken in New York, you're on the show. Ken, are you there?
Hi, Steve. Yes, hey, yeah, hi. About the $15 wage, in the case of Social Security, when I started my job back at my retirement job, that is back in 2015, the job was posted at $8.75 an hour and had already gone up to $9 an hour. It is now the minimum wage in New York. I think it's somewhere around $12 an hour, which is okay for me. It's about close to half of what I used to make when I was working full-time. But what happens is it pushes you over the poverty line, and the poverty line is used as a guide for how much money they take away from your Social Security check. So in a strange sort of way, there's some sort of a break, there's some sort of a trade-off between how much money you make and how much you're going to pull out of your Social Security, because your Social Security is not taxed at the same rate as earnings are. So they're actually screwing people by raising them up. They're putting people out of the range of some of the benefits they were getting being under the poverty line. Now, this would be not Social Security, but just people like hamburger flippers. These people are going to be out of work because of automation, and they're just they would have to be basically making nothing in order to qualify for their benefits.
Well, what I've got to say on it, I remember my first minimum wage job was working in a Polynesian restaurant, Jacksonville, Florida, called Garden of Tiki, $2.83 an hour. I was a guy that cleaned your tables off. I was a busboy with a lot of my friends. So $2.83 is what I made. And so I was thinking about this whole thing. I think we're looking at this whole situation of minimum wage kind of in the wrong way. And let me explain myself. Minimum wage was never thought of being a living, earning wage to take care of, let's say, a family of four. Never thought of doing that. It was actually just intended for kids, high school, to learn to manage time, to follow orders, to work with other people in the team approach, to follow directions, leadership skills, to learn to lead and take orders. It was kind of to establish work ethic. Nobody ever thought in my first job there, my busboy job at 283, not one of us sat back and said, you know what, I'm going to ride this thing out. I think this is a career for me. I think I'm going to go places working here as a busboy. Maybe I can be this later on. No, not one of us thought of that. We thought about it. It was just money because we wanted to be independent of our parents, not ask my mom and dad for money all the time. I can buy my own this and that. And it was nice to work with other people, to, you know, as a team in the same approach. So it was work ethic, many other things, but it was never thought to be an income that would be able to sustain or take care of a family of four. The Democrats, on the other hand, believe a minimum wage job is exactly that. It should be a job that be able to take care of a family of four. That's impossible. A family of four on $15 an hour is still going to need some kind of government assistance. They're not off. You think you're pulling them up with $15 an hour, but you're still on government assistance. So you haven't succeeded in your goal of getting them off the dependence of government. You them on government, but you're paying them $15 an hour.
Can I say something?
Sure.
At $15 an hour, you won't qualify for any benefits because you'll be well over the poverty line. Within 4 years, you've gone from being close to the poverty line or around the poverty line to being way over it. So it's not going to make any difference. All it's going to do is you're going to be paying more taxes to the government. You'll be in a different tax bracket in all probability.
I still think when you put down you have four dependents plus yourself, I mean, you're still in poverty. There's no way.
Yeah.
You're still in poverty. You're going to be applying for some kind of welfare benefits, which is government assistance. They haven't succeeded in getting you upping your lifestyle, your quality of life. Mm. The $15 an hour, all it's going to do, if it passes, and I don't think it will, all it's going to do is kill a lot of jobs. Small business is going to disappear. The small business owner cannot afford to do that. We've already seen this happen already. As a matter of fact, Seattle, Washington was the first place where they actually started this raising the minimum wage. That was about 2 years ago. And go back to now, look at Seattle, Washington. Look how many businesses, how many stores closed up because they said, well, I can't afford to do that. I cannot possibly pay this kind of wage. So those who did stay, if they stayed in business, those who did stay, we're giving part-time positions now. So that's actually a great deal for the guy. He can work your ass off at half. He can give you the minimum wage, work your ass off, but make you part-time and not pay you benefits and health benefits. So it works out well for him. So he hires a bunch more part-time people to compensate because no full-time people get benefits. It all works out for some people in the industry. But other than that, we know that it's just going to kill a lot of jobs. It's going to kill industry. It's not going to work. That's not the solution. And nobody in a minimum wage job should be thinking, this is my career. Not one of us. Flipping a burger, if you think that's going to be your job for the next 30 years, I'm sorry, you had a self-esteem problem, and you need some counseling, because I think you can do a little bit better than that. If you're thinking this is the best you can do, flipping a burger for 30 years, and you think that's going to do it, you don't have you have no self-esteem. You really don't think much of what you can do.
I think if you look at the demographic that's in most of the fast food joints today, it's not those people that think of anything as being a career. They're working there and they're still getting welfare. They'll for example, we had people living next door to us that moved out finally after 10 years. They destroyed the house. The wife worked in a fast food restaurant, holds four kids. They had two when they first came here. They're all on welfare. They all have Obama phone. They thought they were doing great.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. There's an old say: be a thinker or be a stinker. And I learned when I was in high school, I'm going to work a little harder because I do not want to do these dirty, dirty jobs. They're good experience. I have no problem paying your dues. But if you think this is a career forever and ever, you're mistaken. It's time to buckle down and say, this is a beginning point. A minimum wage job is supposed to be a beginning, a start, just a start. You're not supposed to end up there. You're not supposed to stay there. It's just a beginning, a start. And these people want to think, well, this is it. I want this, and I'm going to stay here forever and ever. And I feel sorry for anybody who actually thinks that because they really have no self-esteem. They're really cutting themselves short of maybe succeeding in doing something a little bit more with their life than settling for minimum wage.
Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Can I ask you something before I go? Sure. I've been wanting to, I've called you a couple times, and I've been trying to, I'd like to be able to revisit the business with the medical records being tampered with and how it could be affecting your insurance, because you're aware of it, remember, what I was talking about. Perhaps I can call you next week and we could spend a little time on it, because I'll give you an example. I pay $359 in New York for 6 months at a time on insurance. It's probably about half the price what everybody else is paying. Mm-hmm. That's because I haven't had a car loan since 1990. I have a pristine credit record, and I'm really, really worried about a mistake on my medical records causing me financial trouble in the future. The trouble is, you won't really know whether it is or not, but I don't believe for a minute that there's any privacy in these things, regardless.
So you think that going AMA without a medical advice, leaving without a medical, against medical advice, you think that's going to hound you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not so much that. It's also a diagnosis that was made. Based on
Hold that thought. We're going to come right back to it. We'll see if we can give you some answers on that. I have some information. I can probably help you on that. So we'll come right back to you after this short commercial break.
It's It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
And we go back to the phone here real quick here to see if we can get some answers here for Ken here in New York. Ken, go ahead.
Yes. Mayor.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, there was something more than just leaving against medical advice. Based on incomplete testing, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. And okay. I'm telling you that I feel quite well talking to you right now. I didn't. They said I would die of a heart attack, or you could die of a heart attack if I left the hospital. I carried my luggage out, walked about 500 feet. Failure is the wrong word. If you have any kind of heart problem at all, they say failure. That means... me, that means stopping altogether.
Ken, do you have swollen ankles?
No.
Are your ankles swollen? Are they pitting if you touch them? Do they pit?
I did have some water I was taking on, but there was something else going on too. It's not entirely conclusive because I wouldn't allow them to do the invasive testing based on an echocardiogram, ejection factor dropped from 60 to 48. And I had another department had to, and I was also carrying an extra 35 pounds of weight around at the time.
So you went from an ejection fraction of 60% to 40%, correct?
48%.
Okay. Well, you're not a cardiac cripple. You do have some issues going on cardiac, no doubt. Hey, now you said they misdiagnosed your DVTs in your legs. There was no deep vein thrombosis, correct?
Left. Left leg, left. Yes.
You had one or did not have one?
Never had it. Okay. Radiology made an error. They threw me in the emergency room. I was already on LASIK.
What actually are you worried about, Ken, going to the insurance company? Which part are you worried about? Are you worried about the What's that?
Is a diagnosis sticking? Is there a way to contest the record?
Yes. Actually, there should be some documentation in there. If they made a mistake on the DVT, it should be in there. So error, no DVT. That should be definitely in there. Against a medical advice, you know, that's going to be in there, and you can't actually have that taken away, because if they told you to stay, because they're working on something, they want to work you up for something else, and you went against, you know, left against medical advice, well, that's going to stay in there. They can't, you can't take that out. The congestive heart failure will be in there probably, because it's going to say you have an EF of 60, drop down to 48, so you do have some congestive, a little bit of heart issue, cardiac issue going on there.
Right.
What don't you want the insurance company to know about?
Well, I want to find out if the is there a possibility that the ejection factor could rise up again?
Yeah. If you bring that water weight off, you start bringing that water weight off. Yeah, you could actually go back up. I'm not sure you might hit 60, but you can definitely go higher than 48.
There were other issues going on. It was very bad digestive problems going on for about 2 months. After they did the equivalent, it wasn't done in the hospital. I was given LASIK before I went in, and it was starting to work. But what happened was, since I had the diagnosis of the DVT, my doctor said, get to the emergency room. Once I got in there, they started taking over everything, and they were giving me a LASIK push instead of the pill. Yeah. It would have gotten off eventually anyway. They pulled off 35 pounds of water in 4 days.
That's why your EF dropped. You had a lot of water weight there.
Yeah, I was carrying all the extra weight around. I wouldn't allow them to do any invasive testing, because there would be no way to prove afterwards. If it goes back up after a month or two, by the way, I was kept out of work on top of it. The doctor wouldn't go against the wishes of the hospital. Yeah. So I had no pay for a month and a half, and I couldn't. Yeah. They wouldn't put me on medical disability. Doctor, okay,
hey, let's,
to disagree with
Ken,
that.
let's talk more about this next Sunday when I come back on again. I'll address this. Okay, let's do that again next Sunday. All right, everybody, that completes my show today. Thank you for listening in. Stay tuned for Mr. Keith Rogers on his show coming up, following my show called Perception Management. Health, happiness, and safe travels. I'll be back on the air tomorrow night with Mr. John Stabmiller's show, the National Intel Report. Good night.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.